Series here at home in the 2025 campaign. Augusta Green Jackets baseball on Bally Sports Live, MILB TV, and as always, the Green Jacket Radio Network. My name is Noah Adcock-Howeth, welcoming you into the Tax Slayer pregame show just about 10 minutes away from first pitch in this, the first of two home education days the Green Jackets will play over the next month. Augusta gets an 11:05 start for the second week in a row. This is the second out of five consecutive series where the Green Jackets will have themselves a morning ball game. They lost the first one of the year in Hickory by a score of 6-2. And now today, the Green Jackets host the Myrtle Beach Pelicans to begin this campaign. The only team that the Green Jackets were able to pull a series victory here at home against last year, as Augusta took 4 of 6 in the central portion of June against the Pelicans. Single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs, Pelicans used to be part of the Braves organization, and the Braves ties still run deep out on the coast. Both of these squads come in at 4-5. The Green Jackets and Pelicans, some errors and some issues at specific holes in the lineup, trying to find their feet and get themselves going with still a whole lot of baseball left to be played this season. Green Jackets dropping 4 out of 6 in Hickory, North Carolina. The bats were ice cold early on. They got no hit for the first time in 29 years. Green Jackets did not muster but one walk, no hits, and no runs in the series opener last Tuesday as they were shut down by Camden Perry, William Prevent, and Jabriel Eastley of the Hickory Crawdads for Hickory's first no-hitter in 3 years and first in 15 years to be done at home at LP Franz Stadium. Today, Augusta looks to win with pitching. Luke Sinard makes his 2025 home debut, second professional start for the righty, and he's looking to shake off a bit of an awkward debut that occurred 7 days prior against the Hickory Crawdads. Sinard only faced 4 batters in his first professional start, walked 2, struck out 2, but was then lifted. You may be asking yourself, why is that? Well, the case is, for both the Rangers and the Braves and many other organizations across Major League Baseball, they have a plan and a predetermined cap on pitches per inning, set usually around the 30-pitch mark. All that to say, if you throw 30 or more pitches in a single inning, more often than not, that skipper's coming to get you, as especially this early in the season, and with a big arm like Sinard, who's coming back from 2 separate elbow procedures, you want to treat him with kid gloves. Sinard went 7 or more pitches against everyone he faced in the top 4 of Hickory's lineup, including an 11-pitch at-bat to start the ball game, and so he got to 31 pitches, 2/3 of an inning, ended up giving up 1 unearned run, and took the loss in that debut. So he's looking for a bit more length today, and he's potentially able to find it against the Pelicans offense that has had some issues with strikeouts this year. Up and down the roster, over a K per game for a handful of these hitters. Pelicans got hit hard by the Carolina Mudcats. Carolina's the best team in the league right now. Early on, they're 8-1 and sitting atop the Northern Division. On the mound for Myrtle Beach is Hayden Frank, the 16th rounder from this previous season's draft out of Lipscomb University in Tennessee. Missed some time due to injury in his final campaign with the Lipscomb Bison and did not have a warm welcome to pro ball in his last time out. Frank in that ball game took the loss, 3 1/3, 12 hits and 8 runs issued by the Southpaw. The Green Jackets will look to get to him that same way and really spoil his first road outing of his career. Frank was a dominant closer when he was healthy in college. He's still getting stretched out, and he did go 3 1/3, so remains to be seen how far he can go, especially if he's a bit more tame with the pitches, doesn't have as many center cut misses, and can keep the ball in the yard on a rapidly intensifying humid day here at SRP Park. Education day, so over 3,000 kids are expected to be packed in with the teachers here at the ball yard built in 2018. Should be a solid crowd all day long, and if we have any indication from what we've seen in seasons past, they are going to be very engaged as soon as this ball game takes off. We take a look at the CentOS standings board now. Alluded to it earlier in this pregame show. Up in the north, everybody's chasing the Carolina Mudcats. Carolina, who's led by Josh Adamshevsky and Jesus Made, both of whom have been tearing the cover off the ball. The Mudcats are at 8-1 in their final season in Zebulon, North Carolina. They'll head to Wilson next year and become the Wilson Warbirds. The Frednats, halfway between D.C. and Richmond, are the only other team in the Northern Division above 500. They're 5-4 after taking 5 of 6 from the Salem Red Sox. Here on the south side, Hickory is currently in first place at 6-3. Green Jackets got an up-close and personal look at the Crawdads, who have a good balanced roster, but much like these Pelicans, struggle with walks on the pitching side. Columbus and Kannapolis both at 5-4, just a game back of the Crawdads. Augusta saw the Columbia Fireflies on opening weekend, took 2 out of 3. And then the Green Jackets and Pelicans, both of whom playing today, 4-5, just 2 games back in the early portion of the season, with Charleston down at the bottom in 3-7. It's a long season, but it is split up into 2 halves, so it is important to keep an eye on the standings board. Even this early in the year, you always want to get yourself off to a hot start. And the fact is, the team that takes first in the first half of the season, you automatically get that bid to the playoffs. You know where you're going, so there's less pressure to win and get yourself that extra opportunity in the second half. It also benefits the operation side. Get the chance, if you win the first half, an extension of time to sell tickets, get folks out to the ballpark for those postseason games. And we saw it last year with the Fredericksburg Nationals. If you have a good crowd that's into it during a playoff game, that can make a big difference. There were times in the series against the Kannapolis Cannonballers last year where it felt like the Virginia Credit Union Stadium crowd really got into the head of some of the young relievers for the Cannonballers. Augusta will see Kannapolis 2 weeks from now. The Frednats are the only team the Green Jackets do not play this year. Over the last 2 seasons, Augusta's been everywhere but the Berg. For the Pelicans, this their first trip to SRP this season. First 6-game road trip of the season. Started with 3 games in Charleston and went 3-0. But now, as the Green Jackets take the field, we are just about ready to bring the Tax Slayer pregame show to a conclusion. The Pelicans in their road grays. Green Jackets right back in for the 6th consecutive night to their green alternate uniforms. These new greens have been a hit with players and fans alike, and Augusta continues to trot them out onto the field. We'll send it down field side. It's only right it's a student choir on Education Day. Paul Knox Middle School will have the rendition of the national anthem, and then it's Luke Sennard's SRP Park debut right on the other side of that. Stay tuned, folks. We've got morning baseball coming down the pipeline in just a few moments. It's early morning baseball time at SRP Park. The Green Jackets kick off this series against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans with an 11:05 Education Day. A strong and young crowd packing into the stadium here at North Augusta, right on the banks of the Savannah River. And we've got some solid weather on tap. Low 70s, a little bit cloudy with a lot of blue on the horizon. I'm Noah Adcock Howitt. This is the Green Jacket Baseball Network, and we're thrilled to have you with us. Both Augusta and Myrtle Beach 4-5 on the year. Green Jackets dropped 4 of 6 on the road in Hickory last week. The Pelicans hosted the Carolina Mudcats and fell in 5 of 6. Lineup for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who are managed by first-year skipper Yovani Cuevas, who's back today after getting ejected in the series finale against the Mudcats. Angel Cepeda leads off in second base. Alexi Lumpoy behind him in right. Jose Escobar, Cole Mathis, and Matt Hall back 3-4-5. Michael Carrico does the catching today. Lionel Espinoza out in center field. He's the only man to start every game so far for Myrtle Beach. Chris Paciola at third. And Ariandes Ramon, a former top 30 prospect looking to bring himself back onto the radar, rounds out the order against the big fella, 6'8", 250, Luke Sennard, making his second pro appearance and first here at home. He's big into the Education Day spirit. Changed his walk-up song today to It's Raining Tacos to try to get the youth movement a little bit involved and behind him. It's working. Kids all fired up and dancing. And for Sennard, it's about getting some length. Two-thirds of an inning in his debut last Tuesday. Walked 2, struck out 2, and took the loss with an unearned run. Sennard got to 30 pitches, 4 batters into his debut. Hit that limit per inning, according to Braves media and public relations, and on the player development side, that's what they go with. And so his day was done. He starts off with fellow top 30 prospect Angel Cepeda, and we are just about ready for some baseball. 11:04 is your time here on Tuesday, April 15th, an unhappy tax day to everybody. And Sennard starts the day with a fastball outside. Came in at 93. Sennard was up to 95 in his first outing of the season. Very high release point for the big right-hander. Misses outside once again, 2-0. Cepeda, 222 on the year. A homer and 4 driven in. Sennard, the 2-0. Fouled back just over our heads. Press box just to the first base side of home here at SRP. And Cepeda attacking on a fastball off the outside corner. 2 balls and a strike. Sennard out of the windup. Slider tapped softly towards third base. Luis Sanchez will pick it up in foul territory. 2-2. Pelicans hitting 227 as a unit. They have 93 strikeouts in 9 games, so over 10 per ball game. Augusta's pitching staff is in the top half of the Carolina League in K's. And Luke Sennard has not yet allowed a ball in play in his season. 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. That's all he's shown. 2-2 on Cepeda. Finally makes his way back into the batter's box on the right-hand side. Long stare in from Sennard. He rocks and delivers. Slider bounces in off the chest protector of Nick Montgomery. First off-speed of the day for Sennard. It's a tight, biting slider from the right side with good depth. Cepeda runs the count full. This is where Sennard finds himself frequently, and it's 4. On the appeal, confirmed that Cepeda did not go around. Takes the fastball outside, and Luke Sennard begins his day with a walk. And another long at bat for Sennard. He could do for a double play and shorten up, get those first 2 outs for the price of 1. Left-hander Alexi Lumpoy hits as the right fielder. Called strike at the top of the zone. Lumpoy, first season with the Pelicans. There's a lot of first-year players on the offense for Myrtle Beach and some familiar farmhands, especially in the bullpen on the pitching side. Sennard out of the stretch. 0-1 tipped into the mitt. Lumpoy, 216 this year. He leads the team with 14 strikeouts in 8 ball games. Falls behind nothing and 2 early. Back-to-back fastballs for Sennard. Rocks to a stop. See where he goes here. Strike 3, swinging. Went to the off-speed. Lumpoy goes flailing. 1 on, 1 out. 3-pitch strikeout for Luke Sennard. The Green Jacket defense All teenagers in the outfield, Eric Hartman, Isaiah Drake, and Owen Carey on this young offense. Sanchez, Heel, Jones, and Carlos Monteverde left to right on the infield with Nick Montgomery catching as Jose Escobar takes ball one just off the inside corner. Three lefties and a switch hitter in the lineup for the Pelicans. And no right-handers available on the bench either. It's a very left-handed dominant team for Myrtle Beach this season. Sinard picks over unsuccessfully. There's his first check of Cepeda. Cepeda 5-for-5 stealing bases so far this season. Myrtle's 13 of 19. Fastball upstairs, 2-0. Still looking to find that release for Sinard. A lot of fastballs have been sitting 92 to 94 and two off speeds in total. Escobar, good power from the left side. On a sunny day where the ball seems like it would be flying, it's whacked down the right field line, but he was out in front and it's a foul ball, harmlessly 2-1. The Pelicans, for being part of the Cubs organization that is at or near the top in just about every ranking of prospects according to organization by organization, big lead at first. Sinard the 1-2. Runner goes. Curveball misses low. And Cepeda put a stop to himself about three steps into the steal. Sinard went to the slide step. Count goes to 3-1. And Cepeda stays at first. Sinard looking to find the command early on. Fastball below the knees. Walk, strikeout, walk. Sinard doing exactly what he did last Tuesday. It was walk, strikeout, and that was it for Sinard in that one. He's at 14 pitches, 6 strikes. The only out so far, the K of Lumpoy, and he went down swinging on 3 pitches. After the meeting from Elvin Nina, who's back serving pitching coach duties today and the rest of the season, did not make the trip to Hickory. It was Bo Henning's duty while Nina was indisposed. But the rest of the season, it's Nina. And a long conversation staring into the eyes of Sinard. All it takes is one ground ball. And it's a harmless first inning for Sinard. But the Pelicans have been patient. And in steps Cole Mathis. Or at least that's who was supposed to be hitting in this spot. First pitch skips in off the heel of Montgomery's mitt. And it goes rolling in different direction. Wild pitch moves Cepeda to third. And Escobar to second base. So if there was a late lineup change, we were not made aware of it. This is Leonel Espinoza. Espinoza was supposed to be batting in the 7th spot today. 1-0 from Sinard. Fouled straight back. We'll work to run down a confirmed lineup now that things have been swapped about. And if we run down any information on Cole Mathis as well, we'll pass that along too. 1-1 on the center fielder Espinoza. Off the end of the bat, he goes reaching out and taps that one harmlessly out of play. Ball and two strikes on Espinoza with two men in scoring position and one out. The pitch from Sinard, just off the outside corner with the breaking ball. The first three hitters did work in the predetermined order, so Cepeda, Lumpoy, and Escobar is correct, 1-2-3. Here's a 2-2 to Espinoza, fouled away on a high fastball. Good quick hands for Leonel Espinoza, as he got himself started just a little bit late. Matt Hallback waits on deck, so it could be a situation where there's something specific with Mathis. Still 2-2. Sinard rocks and fires. Slider, check swing, and he did not go on the appeal out to second base. John Miller is your field umpire. It's Alan Bryan calling balls and strikes. First time we've had either of these gentlemen here at SRP. And another full count for Sinard. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. An ugly half-hearted attempt for Espinoza. And Sinard's pattern continues. Walks and strikeouts alternating. Batter after batter. Lionel Espinoza goes down. He was today's Bojangles bow batter of the game. So all the kids in attendance go home happy with a coupon for a free Bowberry biscuit. Here's Matt Hallback. Big right-hander who started off the season very strongly from the right side. Takes the slider in the dirt. And Sinard's at 22 pitches. Only 10 strikes early on. Another long first for him. Jackets need some length. The bullpen got burnt early in the week this previous series due to a similar issue. 1-0. Too far upstairs. Sinard took the loss last Tuesday without allowing a hit or an earned run. There was one unearned run that came across after he left the ballgame. It was his responsibility, and the Jackets were never able to tie or take the lead. 2-0 way above the eye line. A big reaching stop for Montgomery, 3-0. And now Augusta has somebody loosening in the bullpen. First base wide open, 3-0 on Hallback. Called strike, Hallback was taking all the way. Fastball outer half at 93. When Sinard has missed, he has generally missed up with the fastball. Downstairs with the secondaries, 3-1. Three-quarter swing and Hallback punches it out of play. Between Hallback and Espinoza, we've seen a couple uncomfortable swings against Sinard. When he's in the zone, things are working. He's just been falling behind nearly every batter. Worked the count full, the 3-2. Called strike three. A late call from Alan Bryan, but Sinard will take it. He works around a pair of walks and strands two men in scoring position. It'll be Hayden Frank on the hill and Augusta swinging for the first time this week when we get back on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Leading off for your Augusta Green Jackets, shortstop number 7, John Heath.
Well, a whole lot of chaos to get us going with a late scratch of Cole Mathis due to illness. Everything has gone sideways for the Pelicans lineup. But it will be John Heal leading off the bottom of the first against Hayden Frank. First pitch from the southpaw. Misses inside at 88. Jackets lineup, Heal, Carey, and Montgomery at the top. Eric Hartman cleaning up with Isaiah Drake behind him. Jones and Monteverde 6-7. Douglas Laud and Luis Sanchez round out the order. As John Heal takes a slider on the inside corner from the southpaw, Hayden Frank. 22 years of age out of Lipscomb University. The 1-1. Bounced on the ground to shortstop. Paciola, a sliding stop. And he retires Heal to begin the afternoon for Hayden Frank. Frank making his second professional outing and start, took the loss a week ago against the Mudcats, went 3 1/3, gave up 12 hits and 8 runs with a walk and no strikeouts. He was pitching to contact, but Carolina contacted all over him. Here's Owen Carey taking inside with the fastball. Green Jackets worked around a pair of walks in the top of the first to post a zero against the Pelicans. Slider outside, 2-0. Carey had a very solid week on the road, went 6-for-16 with 3 steals and a couple hit-by-pitches as well, hitting over 300 in his first pro campaign. Inside, 3-0. Nobody in the Carolina League has walked more as a staff than the Myrtle Beach Pelicans pitchers. Green Jackets, who are second in walks drawn, have Carey ahead 3-0, and it's an early free pass from Frank. One on, one out for Nick Montgomery. The defense for the Pelicans, left to right in the outfield, Jose Escobar, Lionel Espinoza, and Alexi Lumpoy. Cole Mathis was the DH when he was scratched. The infield should stay the same. Paciola and Hallback on the corners. Ariandes Ramon and Angel Cepeda up the middle. Michael Carrico is catching. Here's a Green Jacket catcher, Nick Montgomery. Inside. 5 straight misses for the soft-tossing lefty Frank, who has been 87-88 with the fastball. Good bit of arm side run as well. Infield double play depth on Montgomery. 1-0 from Frank. Inside ball 2. About a ball and a half off the inner edge, despite Carrico's best efforts. Continuing to learn the zone of Allen Bryan in his first SRP Park game. 2-0 to Montgomery. Slider bounces in. Frank, not only is he struggling with his command early on, he's not picking up that target very cleanly either. High leg kick for the lefty, eyes on the runner, carry all the way, and then snapping that head in towards home plate. See if Montgomery has the green light, 3-0. He does not. It's a called strike at the top of the zone. Frank's still trying to get back into the swing of things. Did not throw much at all last year. Didn't appear after signing in the 16th round. Runner goes. Montgomery bounces it back up the middle. The tag is applied at second. Flip to first. Double play. Winston Sawyer wants to argue John Miller had turned away from the tag, then went back to point to Carey. And that's a crucial call as the Green Jackets, who had a little bit of something rolling against the struggling Frank, get a double play at the worst possible time. Sawyer continuing to bark at John Miller, but that ends the inning. 1-2-3. Carey allegedly tagged by Cepeda. It's a 4-3 double play. We're on to the second.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike 3! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community, Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Michael Carrico leading off the top of the second. No score, no hits for either side. Three walks, however, between the two offenses. Carrico from the left side against the starter, Luke Sennard. And Sennard fires in a fastball just below the knees. Green Jackets mascot Augie trying to fire up the young crowd here on an education day and get behind Sennard. 1-0 to Carrico. In around the body, but called a strike. Carrico stands very close to the dish. Holds the hands out over the plate. Fifth rounder out of Davidson from the previous season's draft. 1-1. Curveball softly hit on the ground to second. Colby Jones gets his first chance and handles it routinely. It's the first ball put in play this season against Luke Sennard. And it's an easy operation for Colby Jones. Anderson Suriel will now bat. Looks like he'll be the DH coming in for Cole Mathis. Mathis was scratched late with an illness. And Suriel takes the slider inside. Pelicans, like the Green Jackets, operating with 17 pitchers and 13 position players on the roster. So it's a four-man bench for both managers. Suriel under the fastball. 1-1. We apologize for the score bug issues on the live Bally Sports broadcast right now. Still working to get those all ironed out. Fastball just high. Two balls and a strike on Suriel. 22 years of age, signed way back in 2019. It's a veteran team for the Pelicans. A lot of age on this roster up and down. 2-1. Bounce towards the first base coaching box. Nice snag, or at least the attempt of done so, by bench coach D'Angelo Jimenez. He's got first base coaching duties with manager Yovani Cuevas handling third. Two balls and two strikes on Suriel. Chris Paciola on deck. 2-2. Strike three. Climbs the ladder. Four punch outs for Luke Sennard in his first inning in two-thirds. We got Suriel handled. Everything should be going smoothly from here on out. Sennard looking for a smooth 1-2-3 top of the second. Chris Paciola stands in his way. Right on right for Sennard, who stands tall on the first base side of the rubber. Slider bounces in off the mitt of Nick Montgomery. Green Jackets ran into some misfortune in the bottom of the first. Owen Carey, a four-pitch walk. Then Nick Montgomery goes ahead 3-0. Softly chopped a 3-1 grounder back up the middle as Paciola takes a called strike. Carey was going. He slid around the tag of the second baseman, Cepeda. But Cepeda apparently got a piece of the jersey. John Miller calls the out on the tag. And then it's a double play. Paciola laces this one into left field, and it's past Hartman into the wall. He overran the line drive on a hop, and Christopher Paciola is in with a two-out knock. Likely a single and an E7. It's the first hit of the day for either team. Pelicans looking to strike first and give Hayden Frank a little bit of a cushion. Ariandes Ramon, the switch-hitting shortstop, will be the final man to face Sennard for the first time. Ramon listed at 6'3", 170, long athletic frame from the left side. And certainly one to follow. Late on the fastball, nothing and one. Sinard's been 92-94. Hasn't pushed past that marker so far yet today. But he's got great ride on the heater up in the zone. Time is called. That'll be the first allotted reset. John Heald, a shortstop, was the one asking for time as he needed to run through the signs for a potential pickoff play with Sinard. Paciola, a decent-sized lead, 0-1. And again, Ramon waves through the fastball. Sinard has been challenging this inning. Firing the fastball in the top half of the zone and daring the bottom of Myrtle Beach's order to hit it. Here's the 0-2. Strike three. Swing and a miss. A pair of punch-outs in the inning. Luke Sinard's got five in his first nine hitters. And we roll on to the bottom of the second. 4-5-6 getting their initial look at Hayden Frank.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences with family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Get on your feet, Green Jacket fans, if you want a pizza!
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet Lula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Heart of the order against Hayden Frank in a scoreless bottom of the second. Hartman, Drake, and Jones swinging for the Green Jackets. Two lefties and then a right-hander. Hayden Frank allowed the walk and then got a double play in the first. Did not have to stress very much, nor did he run that pitch count significantly higher than he could have desired. Hartman, 258 on the season, has a pair of home runs, both of which came here at home on opening weekend. Left against left to kick off the second inning. Hayden Frank tries to drop in the 12-6 curveball. Slow looping 12-6 at 68 miles an hour. Misses too hot. 1-0 to Hartman, too far down and away. Fastball has missed relatively consistently to the glove side for Frank. He's also missed that direction with the slider. Green Jackets, no strangers to patience. Three games already with nine or more walks. 2-0 to Carey. Hacking at a high fastball, trying to ambush the heat, and sends it soaring out of the stadium. Not much space for a baseball to go when it goes straight back here at SRP Park. Second deck hangs way over the first, and it pops out onto the street, 2-1. Slider high and outside. When SRP Park was built in 2018, the second deck and the suite level had the notable factoid of being the closest suites to home plate of any minor league park. High fly ball, deep down the right field line. Lumpoy going back, looking up at the wall. He leaps and makes the catch. A heck of a play from Alexi Lumpoy. Going up against the TaxSlayer Terrace. It's only 318 to right. Hartman gave it a ride, but comes up just short. Strong defense between Cepeda and Lumpoy early on. This is Isaiah Drake, who's back in center field today. Drake swats a slider out of danger. Drake began the season primarily playing the corners, but with Luis Guanipa taking a fastball to the wrist and now set to miss extended time, he's getting a handful of opportunities in center. Fly ball out to Escobar in left. Ball's carrying that way, but at the warning track, it's ran down. Two up, two down on two well-hit fly balls from the southpaws Hartman and Drake. But Frank one batter away from back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Green Jackets have had an absolute injury epidemic already this season. Colby Jones will be the first right-hander of the inning. Takes a breaking ball for strike one. Augusta, who had four men put on the injured list before the season even started, now have nine on their IL. Tap softly on the ground to Cepeda at second. He sidearms to first. And how about that? Hayden Frank, back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. One walk and no hits allowed. And both offenses still looking to wake themselves up here as we head to inning number three.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Angel Cepeda leading off the top of the third. No runs on a hit for the Pelicans. No runs, no hits for the Green Jackets. Augustus also committed one error. Cepeda walked and was stranded at third in the top of the first. Luke Sennard out for his third inning of work in his second start of the season. 41 pitches in his first through it, two innings. But a significantly shorter second. First pitch to Cepeda. Check swing. Lofted down the right field line and it falls foul past the reach of Monteverde. See if Sennard starts sneaking in more secondary pitches here in this inning. Went to the off speed there to begin the at bat against Cepeda. 0-1 bounces in, but that was the change up once more. Sennard fastball, slider, changeup primarily. There is a curveball tucked in there that he hasn't shown very frequently yet. The 1-1 off the outside corner. Allen Bryan hesitating a little bit but deciding against the called strike. Top of the order gave Sennard fits in the first, but he did post a zero. Breaking ball misses around the dome piece of Cepeda. Started talking on it in the bottom of the first. It's a Pelicans roster that features just two top 30 prospects out of Chicago's very top-heavy system. It's a top three farm system no matter who you ask. As Cepeda falls the fastball back. But nearly every publication has but two to four members of their top 30 or top 38, depending on whether it's Fangraphs or not. Here on this Myrtle Beach roster, most of the talent is up in AAA Iowa. 3-2. Slider struck down the right field line. Carey will head towards the corner, and it drops in foul territory. Cepeda is one of the top prospects on this roster. Hit the daylights out of the ball in the Arizona Complex League last year. There's a lot of intrigue for what he can be. Just a bunch of solid tools all the way around. Cole Mathis is on everybody else's top 30 as well. Those are the two near unanimous top 30 prospects on this roster. Mathis, a second rounder last year out of College of Charleston, who we've talked about at length, missing today's ball game, late scratch, illness related. Seventh pitch of the at bat from Sinard, and he strikes out Cepeda on the high fastball. Luke Sinard's got six Ks in two and a third. The only output in play was a routine grounder from Michael Carrico. It's still very early on Sinard. There's a long way to go, but there's a lot of excitement with him. And he is racking up the strikeouts in his home debut. Here's Alexi Lumpoy. Made a great catch in the bottom of the second inning. He takes the off-speed upstairs. Sinard did not throw a pitch in a registered game in 2024, but still showcased enough to be drafted in the third round. Inside 2-0. Had a great sophomore season at Indiana University, but blew out his elbow in the playoffs. Missed all of 24, recovering from TJ. Fastball just in, 3-0 on a narrow miss. Half ball off the inside corner. Allen Bryan not willing to budge there. Lumpoy in the driver's seat, 3-0. And he takes a four-pitch walk. Third walk of the day from Luke Sinard. Pelicans have had a base runner in every inning. Sinard had TJ just shy of 2 years ago, and then this past offseason, ulnar nerve relocation surgery, a secondary elbow procedure. John Heel leading off the bottom of the fourth, and at least for the moment, we have gotten you back on the radio, so we're going to try and keep that going. The count is 2-0 on the young shortstop. Augusta trailing 1-0 against Hayden Frank and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Frank flops in a curveball at the top of the zone for strike one. Pelicans one run on two hits against the starter Luke Sinard. A solo homer from Lionel Espinoza is so far the difference. Augusta hitless through their first nine batters, and Frank has faced the minimum, a walk and a double play in the first, and that's it for the offense. John Heel ahead 3-1, Frank out of the windup, and Heel's late on the fastball to tip the count full. Got you on the radio, no dice on the television. Payoff from Frank, ball four. Fastball. With so much arm side run as it often has for Frank, missing too far outside. And the speedster John Heel is aboard. Green Jackets tried to steal with Owen Carey back in the first. The ground ball went right back up the middle and he was tagged out on the 4-3 double play. Heel was 5-for-5 on opening weekend stealing, did not attempt a stolen base. In Hickory, Owen Carey underneath the fastball, nothing in one. Carey walked and was then doubled up his last time. Pick over for the first time against Heel. Frank just keeping an eye on shortstop John Heel. He's in with an easy dive. Big lead for Heel. Right in the face of the left-hander Frank. Two looks that direction. Long hold, runner goes. Pitch misses high. High throw from the catcher, Carrico, and John Heal is in safely. Heal now 6 for 6 stolen bases. That stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Stay safe, just like the Green Jackets, with Vector Security. One ball and one strike on the right fielder, Owen Carey. Heal just took off. Frank never looked at him. He hadn't even come set, and Heal steals third. Two steals in one pitch for John Heal. Frank, the lefty, of course, had his back to third base. Never looked back at John Heal, and Heal just kept walking, walking, and went full acceleration. 90 feet from tying the game. 1-1 heater right at the knees. Carey disagrees, but it's strike two. So 1-0 game, and although Augusta doesn't have a hit, they've got a chance to tie it at one in the fourth. Ball and two strikes on Owen Carey. He chases the fastball high for strike three. Third K of the day for Hayden Frank. We are back with you on the television, Bally Sports Live and MILB TV. Welcome in to take two of the first education day of the season. Power went out at the ballpark, and we think we've got you back. Nick Montgomery takes ball one upstairs. For those of you just tuning back in, Pelicans leading 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets have a man at third and one out. John Heal trying to be Augusta's first run of the game. 1-0 to Montgomery. On the ground is shortstop. Runner breaks home. The throw to the plate. Tag. Safe is the call. Montgomery gets the RBI fielder's choice. Ariandes Ramon could not have done anything better than what he did right there. Was playing in, took the hop, fired home, and in the split second between Carrico catching the ball and making the tag, John Heal slides feet first in to tie the game at one. Pelicans took the lead in the top half of this inning on Leonel Espinoza's second homer of the season, and now Augusta gets it right back. Eric Hartman out in front of strike one on the slider. Hartman flew out to the fence in right last time up on a beautiful leaping catch from Alexi Lumpoy. Nothing and one on Hartman. Top of the zone called a strike on a very aggressive frame from catcher Michael Carrico. Brought that one from the letters to the knees, but still got the call. Nothing in two. Montgomery a short lead at first. Frank will pick over there anyway, just taking a look. Nick has not attempted a stolen base yet in his pro career. It's the second RBI of the season for Montgomery. And Augusta gets the first run before they get their first hit. Frank, tan glove at the belt. 0-2 pitch. Swatted out to center field. Espinoza cruising back. And he makes the catch in front of the warning track. That's out number two. Isaiah Drake bats. Go ahead run at first. Two down in the bottom of the fourth. Walking lead for Montgomery. First pitch to Drake. Fouled off the mitt of the catcher, Carrico. That run entirely manufactured by the pure speed of John Heal, who walks up. That run entirely manufactured by the pure speed of John Heal, who walks.
Conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. We welcome you back to SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina. Pelicans 1, Green Jackets 1 after 4. Reliever Albert Rivas got the last out of inning number 4. And he'll start off the 5th against third baseman Christopher Paciola. It's Paciola, Ramon, and Cepeda. 8-9-1 for the Pelicans. A run on 2 hits for Myrtle Beach. 1 run and no hits for Augusta. Paciola singled his last time up, had the first hit of the game for either team. Rivas, the breaking ball, it's nubbed down the first base line, but back foul. Picked up by Monteverde on the wrong side of the bat. Sinard's final line, 3 2/3, 2 hits, 1 run with 3 walks and 7 strikeouts. The swing and miss stuff was working for Sinard, but he fell behind a few too many batters. That cost him a bit of length, but all in all, a solid second pro start. 0-1 at the top of the zone, called strike 2. 1-2 is the count. Paciola, 296. He has made his living this week and this season entirely, hitting off of left-handed arms. Sub 200 against right-handed pitching, but swinging the bat way above 300 against lefties. Slider bounces in, 2 balls and 2 strikes. For Rivas, the goal of this, his first full season in Augusta, has been working to balance out some of his splits, righty versus lefty. 2-strike offering, fouled away by Paciola. Last year, between the Florida Complex League and the Single-A Carolina League, righties hit just 205 against Rivas, but lefties 357 against. Paciola hitting from the right side. The on-deck man Ramon will hit from the left. Slider outside, 3-2. And every able-bodied arm will be counted upon from here on out, not just for higher leverage innings, but just to stay healthy and stay available for Winston Sawyer and Elvin Nina. Boy, has the injury bug come through for Augusta. 3-2. Spun up the middle on a line. Drake chasing after it. Loses the hat and makes the catch. Isaiah Drake near limitless range out in center field. That's the first out of inning number 5. The Green Jackets began the year with 4 pitchers on the IL. Jacob Schaefer and Carter Holton were on the 60-day. Juan Sanchez and Davis Polo on the 7-day. Polo's already been transferred to the 60. Ariandes Ramon golfs the fastball back. But since then, Elio Campos got hurt on injured opening day. Luis Guanipa got hurt the first Sunday of the season. They've both been on the IL, missed all of the Hickory trip. Tipped off the body of Montgomery on the changeup, 0-2. The Green Jackets lost 2 pitchers during that series in Hickory. Wednesday starter Jeremy Reyes is out. Second straight season, he's on the IL. Anthony Garcia gone as well. Ramon fouls the off-speed away, still 0-2. And then this morning, Seth Keller and Jorge Juan were brought up when Garcia went on the injured list along with Reyes. Keller's still here, but Juan has now been pushed up to Double-A Columbus. The 0-2 fouled back once again. Ramon right on the last 2 he's seen. Keller remains, but with Juan departing, Riley Fry comes down from High A Rome. Fry was impeccable last year to start the season for Augusta and spent the back half of the season in Rome. Changeup hewed away once again as Ramon hangs on by the skin of his teeth, but Fry will make the start tomorrow. His best outing as a Green Jacket was against these Pelicans, 7 innings, just 1 run allowed. He'd love to replicate something like that. Another 0-2, popped up on the third base side. Sanchez chases over, but it's 4 rows deep into a herd of students here on this Education Day. Mason Guerra also hit the injured list. went on the IL this morning. That brings Lakehair Figueroa back to the roster. He played almost 60 games with the Green Jackets last year. And he gives you defensive coverage at second, short, or third base. Still 0-2. Strike three. Got Ramon to chase the fastball. Second strikeout of the day for Rivas. That ties his season total, what he had in his first two outings combined. Angel Cepeda back at the top of the order. A walk and a strikeout today. Two-thirds of the way to the three true outcomes, a.k.a. the Chris Davis hat trick. Off-speed drops itself in on the inside corner. It's been a pitching and defense first ball game. One run per side. Only two hits have gone for the Pelicans. 1-1. Rivas gives you good length out of the bullpen behind Sinard. And you trust Fry tomorrow to give you a fighting chance. Fastball called a strike on the outer edge, running right back to the inside corner at 90 miles an hour on the dot. Rivas sits 89-92. Generally in the lower half of that box. 1-2. Slider too far outside. Albert, 22 years of age. Originally out of Valera, Venezuela. 2-2 skied out to right field. Owen Carey drifting to his right, and he makes the catch. It's a 1-2-3 fifth inning for Albert Rivas. He's retired all four men that he's faced, and the Green Jackets back to the offensive side. Halfway home, it's 1-1 on this Education Day morning start.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Peyton Frank still on the hill for the Pelicans. Four innings hitless for Frank. Allowed a run with three strikeouts and two walks. And now he will face Jones, Monteverde, and Glaude, 6-7-8. Trying to get through five in just his second professional outing. The Cubs love to slow play their draftees, especially on the pitching side. First pitch to Jones. Gets a called strike on the inside corner. But so, we have not seen a handful of these arms that are on the roster now for Myrtle Beach, especially the ones that were drafted last season. Jones drops a perfect bunt on the third base side, and there's no play for Paciola. Winston Sawyer was downright allergic to giving the bunt signal last year, but this year, with the speed he's got on the roster from Hartman and Drake down to heel Carey and Jones, he's been much more willing to let the boys give it a go. And Colby rewards his faith there with the first Green Jacket hit of the day. There will not be a no-hitter for the second Tuesday in a row. Left that bad juju back in Hickory. Here's Carlos Monteverde. Struck out swinging his first time up. But it happened when the power was out. So we can't confirm that it happened. Breaking ball high and outside. Monteverde, in his first full season stateside, began the beginnings of last year in the Dominican Summer League, quickly pushed up to the FCL, and hit very well at both levels. 1-0, too far outside. Frank, 32 strikes, 25 balls across 57 pitches. There's some stretching in the pen for the Pelicans, but nobody throwing just yet. 2-0 to Monteverde, runner goes. Fastball is clubbed out to deep center field. Espinoza back at the track. He makes a running catch. Colby Jones had already rounded second. He'll go speeding back into first. A hard hit ball, but out number one nevertheless for Monteverde. Carlos gave it a ride, but it's chased down in the deepest part of the park. For those of you unfamiliar with SRP, 330 to left, 395 to center, and 318 to right. That's about as far out as you can go. Douglas Glaude, first pitch swinging, back out of play. Frank has lost a little bit of velocity. He was 88-89 in the first inning, almost exclusively 87 since, but the fastball continues to dart and dive away from righties. Runner goes. Glaude fouls it back. Colby just getting his cardio in. Jackets got the leadoff man on for the second consecutive inning. Now trying to get him over. Frank, despite some command issues, especially early in counts, has largely stayed out of harm's way. Runner goes again. Fastball is up. Good one to throw on, but not in time. Jones able to hold the bag, and Colby's got his sixth steal of the season. Ties him with John Heal for most on the roster. Tying run in scoring position in the bottom of the fifth. And we always seem to get a little bit of chaos when you host an education day here at SRP Park. Last year, Charleston came to town for the first education day, had a 90-minute rain delay, a grand slam for Augusta, and then another rain delay that ended the ballgame. Glaude called strike three looking. A late decision from Alan Bryan, but he rings up Glaude for the second time. Five strikeouts for Hayden Frank in 4 2/3. Looking to strand Jones out at second base as he fights off Luis Sanchez next. Sanchez bounced out to first his last time up. And now there's a lefty throwing in the pen for Myrtle. Luis is under the high fastball, nothing in one. Looks like Cole Reynolds is throwing for the Pelicans. Having never faced the Green Jackets before. Signed as an undrafted free agent this offseason. Jones thinking about going, starts and stops. And the slider is called a strike on the outer edge. We've seen two discernible breaking balls from Hayden Frank. The tighter, slightly sharper slider. And then the big looping 12-6 curve. Ahead 0-2 on Sanchez. Strike three, got him to chase the fastball. Frank racking up the K's. He's got six in the ballgame, and he strands Jones out at second. Rivas back to the hill. 1-1 after five. First game out of six here at SRP this week.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2020. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? Food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet?
Seems like we've got just about everything but the commercials working here at SRP Park as we go into the top of the sixth. Five more ball games this week, all at reasonable hours and all with hopefully a little less chaos to their name. Hopefully somebody paid the light bill between now and then and we'll be able to play some baseball. Tomorrow night, Riley Fry gets the start, his first of the season with Augusta. Taking on Will Frisch, the right-hander, who's had an injury-plagued start to his pro career. Alexi Lumpoy begins off the start of the sixth with a called strike outside. Albert Rivas back out for his second full inning of action. He's retired all four men that he's faced. One ball and one strike on Lumpoy. Alexi has struck out and walked so far today. That's the exact line for each of the top three hitters in the order for Myrtle. Lumpoy goes fishing out at the changeup, 1-2. Green Jackets have three more education days on the horizon. One more still to be played at home. That'll be 3 weeks from today. Changeup, cued on the ground to Colby Jones at second. He flips Monteverde for out number one. Colby's been busy, but nothing's been all that difficult for him so far. Leadoff man retired to start the sixth. After this series, the Green Jackets have their lone 12-game road trip of the year. Be on the bus all day Monday, heading north to the Delmarva Shorebirds home ballpark. Jose Escobar takes a called strike. It'll be the first time in two seasons the Green Jackets play Delmarva. Rudely enough, in that time, the Shorebirds have never made the trek down here. Slider low and away, 1-1. But Augusta will head to Salisbury, Maryland, play six there, including an 11:05 start on Tuesday. So better get the rest in on the bus while you can. Slider down, two balls and a strike as Escobar pantomimes his own creation of the Soto shuffle. Ahead 2-1. Augusta on the way back will stop in Kannapolis to play the Cannonballers for six. Change up at the knees, 2-2. Rivas has been change up dependent today, especially against the left-handers. And it's worked so far. He's retired all five batters faced. 2-2. Fouled away. Big cut from Escobar. The hope and the belief is that it's not a long-term issue for Cole Mathis, who was a late scratch. Cubs' second-round pick out of College of Charleston. 2-2 fastball hit to the left side, backhanded by Sanchez, deep in the shift. High throw, got there in time. Hit well by Escobar to the backside. Luis Sanchez was the only man still in the same area code as third base, with the Green Jacket shifted heavily to the right. But Luis makes a nifty backhand on the short hop and then had time to retire Escobar. Two up, two down. Here's Leonel Espinoza, whose solo homer back in the fourth represents the entirety of Myrtle Beach's offense. Fastball out 1-0. Espinoza got a high fastball from Luke Sinard and sent it skyward, and the wind did the rest. Slider punch back out of play 1-1. Gusts up towards 25 miles an hour today, which this is not usually an overly breezy ballpark, but it's even more unique because it's going out to left field. 1-1 from Rivas, and Espinoza cuts through. If you've seen a game either on TV or in person at SRP Park, chances are you understand when the wind blows here, it almost exclusively blows in from right field off of the Savannah River. That has not been the case today. Ball does travel here, though, all the way around. 1-2. Called strike three, outside corner. Espinoza was shaking his head before the ball was even caught by Montgomery, but that did not change things. Green Jackets go 1-2-3 on the Pelicans once again, and Augusta heads back to the bat. Somebody looking to break this ball game open, and Augusta gets to the bullpen when we come back.
Guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
An absolutely sterling second outing as a pro for Hayden Frank. Five innings, just one hit, one run. He strikes out six and walks but two. Huge bounce back after a rough debut last week. The new arm is the southpaw Cole Reynolds in his Green Jacket first appearance here at SRP Park. John Heal takes a called strike one on the inside corner from the southpaw. Reynolds making his third appearance. He's allowed one run in five innings. Three hits, four walks, and seven Ks. So a bit tough to square up. Heal swats it back, foul, nothing in two. Reynolds a full five-pitch mix. Fastball, sinker, cutter, slider, and changeup. Ahead of Heal, 0-2, who's 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. Sharply on the ground to third, past the diving Paciola, and into left field. The Green Jackets have the go-ahead run on to start the sixth, and it's a dangerous man to have out there. Heal's still looking to get that bat going, and maybe that will get exactly what the doctor ordered. Scorches the ground ball, 103 off the bat. Paciola with good reaction time, still not able to glove it. In steps Owen Carey, and he just got hit on the first pitch he saw. Carey's been hit by a pitch four times now in nine games played. A baseball magnet, and the Green Jackets will take it. Two on, nobody out. That's not all that uncommon for Reynolds, who has now hit three batters in three outings. Undrafted free agent out of Elon, in North Carolina, after spending some time at Charlotte. Nick Montgomery will take ball one. The powerful catcher has the Green Jackets' only RBI of the day. Got it on a fielder's choice, so he's 0-2, but has brought a run home. One ball and no strikes. Slider just down below the zone. Everything moves for Cole Reynolds. And that one was right at the bottom of the zone. Just didn't get the call from Allen Bryant. Montgomery in the driver's seat, 2-0. Big lead, both bases. Reynolds to the plate. Upstairs, ball three. That's 90 on the fastball. About as firm as you'll see Reynolds get. Montgomery walked in the first on four pitches. We'll see if he has the green light. Three balls and no strikes. Reynolds kicks and deals. Ball four, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. A single, a hit by pitch, and a walk. And the cards have been dealt in the Green Jackets' favor. Time called. Looks like the pitching coach, Bruce Billings, is going out to the hill. For the second year in a row, Myrtle Beach will have multiple pitching coaches on staff. Bruce Billings is the head man atop the pitchers. J.C. Bonilla serves as the assistant pitching coach. This whole coaching staff with a lot to live up to. As venerable veteran Buddy Bailey, who had managed in minor league baseball for the better part of half a century, finally retired after last year with over 800 career wins under his belt. A baseball lifer and as old school as they come, Buddy Bailey had spent three different stints as the head man in Myrtle Beach. And now he cedes control to Yovani Cuevas, who's got this team at 4-5, same as the Green Jackets. Both sides looking to get up to 500 on the year. Eric Hartman, bases loaded, no out. First pitch from Reynolds. On the ground is short. Could be what the doctor ordered for Myrtle Beach, but it's just one out. Hartman flying out of the box turns what looked like a tailor-made double play into an RBI fielder's choice, and the Green Jackets have the lead. Montgomery out at second. Carey moves up to third. It's now 2-1. Augusta has scored both their runs so far today via fielder's choice to shortstop. Isaiah Drake will try to bring home Owen Carey. Hartman a big lead at first. Reynolds to the plate, and Drake swats it softly down the left field line. Jacob Gomez is throwing in the pen for Augusta. Albert Rivas has gone 2 1/3 so far. See how far Gomez has to go. 0-1 to Drake. Runner breaks from first, and Isaiah fouls the fastball straight back out of play. High heat up and away at 90. Drake able to get on time, but spurs it the wrong direction. Hartman, 4 stolen bases in 5 games played against the Hickory Crawdads. He's 4-6 this season. Green glove on one hand, green sliding mitt on the other. He's got another big lead. Reynolds looks that way to the plate. Spun softly into left field. That falls for a base hit. And Isaiah Drake's got an RBI single. Line drive in the books, and it's 3-1. Drake has his third RBI of the season. First hit of the week in 3 tries. And for Augusta, all it took was a change of pace. Going from Hayden Frank over to Cole Reynolds has worked for Augusta. Colby Jones, 1-2, bunt single last time up. Was the first hit for the Jackets. Jones then stole second and was stranded there. Speed everywhere on the diamond for the boys in green. Jones swats it back out of play. Looked like the sinker there, running away from the right-handed hitting second baseman. Colby out of Northwest Florida State College, drafted on day 3 last year by the Braves. He's really been an interesting player to watch develop. Less than a full pro season so far. 0-1 off the inside corner. Carrico tried to stick it behind the dish. Unacceptable in the eyes of Allen Bryan. But Jones gives you plus defense at 3 different spots on the infield. He's played mostly second and third so far this year. 1-1, too far inside with 91. He's also shown great patience. Colby's got 8 walks on the year. And is hitting .321 up to the minute. Good start to his 2025. 2 balls and a strike. Runners dancing off of first and second. Both runners break. Pitch is a called strike. Throw to third. Out is the call. John Miller punches out Hartman. It's the first caught stealing of the day for Carrico. Isaiah made it safely into second base, but now two outs and two strikes on Colby Jones. Reynolds looking to escape this sixth inning with just the damage done. Called strike three. A ball off the outside corner. Carrico sticks it. Jones goes down looking, but Augusta posts a pair and takes their first lead of the day. 3-1. Jacob Gomez coming on.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you're looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at SRP.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal. Another Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Jacob Gomez hops on the hill for Augusta, now with a two-run lead entering the seventh inning. Third appearance for Jacob Gomez. He went a career-high 3 2/3 last time out against the Hickory Crawdads. Three hits, a run, and five Ks. Gomez has struck out 7 in 4 2/3. He begins with Matt Hallback, Carrico, and Suriel to follow, righty and then two lefties. Gomez, lefty out of the windup, rustles in the fastball below the knees. Jacob, fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup. Much like Reynolds on the other side, nothing straight, everything moves. Hallback fouls it back, 1-1. The Pelican first baseman is struck out looking and lined out to second, 0-2 day at the box. Gomez drops low and rifles in that slider. 1-2. Hallback out of UC San Diego. Takes outside 2-2. 10th round pick in 2024, and he's another one of these elder players on the Pelican roster. Not a ton of experience, but a lot of age. 2-2. Below the knees, running the count full. Just one teenager on the roster for Myrtle Beach, one player below 20 years of age. That's Cepeda, who's in the hole. Payoff pitch, check swing, appeal to first, did not go. And it's a leadoff walk for Hallback. First time on base for him today. Pelicans get the leadoff man on for the second inning this afternoon. Michael Carrico is 0-2. Pelicans have been held to just two hits. A single from Chris Paciola and a solo homer from Leonel Espinoza. Carrico fouls the fastball up and over the stands. Nothing in one. Gomez, a three-quarter release, a bit difficult to pick up on. Hides the ball well. Top of the zone, 0-2. Also has a very strong pickoff move. Should Hallback get to leaning a bit too much? Hallback extends the lead slightly. Gomez goes over. That's not the best move of his. But it still sends Hallback diving in just ahead of the tag. No steal attempts yet so far this year for the Pelican first baseman. 0-2 to Carrico. Strike three, got him upstairs. Pelicans have now struck out 11 times in 6 1/3 innings against the combination of Sinard, Rivas, and Gomez. Most Ks the Jacket pitching staff had in a game so far this year was an even 12. And they're one away from a dozen today. In steps Anderson Suriel, who got the start when Mathis was scratched. Pulls off the breaking ball, nothing in one. Slider left on left is probably Gomez's best individual offering. And Suriel learned that there. Anderson Suriel has struck out twice today. 22-year-old outfielder as the DH today, 0-1. Goes down to a knee on a big swing. Poked the slider around. Fans up in the suites are excited. Crowd starting to thin as the barrage of buses pulls up outside SRP Park. An Education Day tradition like any other. Off the outside corner, 1-2. A lot of good pitching matchups coming this series. Both these teams tend to develop arms really well and find some gems late in the draft. 1-2, too far upstairs. One you certainly want to keep an eye on will be Thursday evening. Owen Hackman takes the ball for the Green Jackets. After an up-and-down opening day start, he was incredibly impressive against Hickory on Thursday. 2-2. Slider skied down the left field line. Sanchez has a country mile to go because of the shift. It doesn't matter. It's up in the final section before the new pavilion. But Hackman gets the ball against Myrtle Beach on Thursday, and the Pelicans will counter with Nazir Mule, who's got a rocket of an arm, can flirt with triple digits, and has a great slider. If he finds his command, the 20-year-old could be one to watch out for this year. 2-2. Slider on the ground up the middle. Jones, glove flip to second, heel to first. Monteverde came off the bag. Bit of an errant throw for John Heal. Nice flip from Jones to get the lead runner. But Suriel's able to reach for the first time.
Now back to the Pelicans, third baseman, number 7, Christopher Paciola.
Extends the inning for Chris Paciola. He's singled and lined out to center. Pair of hard hit balls for the third baseman today. First pitch low and into the righty. Gomez forced to work past the minimum in the seventh. Couldn't quite turn the double play. It's a fielder's choice and nothing else because although the throw was errant, you cannot assume that the out would have been made at first. Gomez 1-0. Popped up, back up the middle. Colby Jones into shallow center. And Jones has it in his sights. Gomez walks the leadoff man but gets three outs in his next three batters. Time to stretch at SRP Park. Augusta looking for a series opening win.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local trusted and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Augusta 3, Myrtle Beach 1 here in the series opener. First of 18 ball games this season between these two teams. And surprising as it may be, this is the only trip for Myrtle Beach this season to SRP Park. Augusta will head to Pelicans Ballpark on a couple different occasions this year. But it's an early opportunity to catch the Pelicans. Do not come back for the rest of 2025. Carlos Monteverde leading off, and he waves under the fastball. Second inning of action for the reliever Reynolds. Cole Reynolds gave up a pair of runs on just as many hits back in the sixth, and that's the difference so far. 0-1, Monteverde takes inside. Augusta gets a full six games out Oceanside at the end of May, 27th through June 1st in Pelican Country. Monteverde takes the 1-1 off the outside corner. And then three more ball games on the backside of the All-Star break. So just a quick weekend trip to Myrtle in July, 18, 19, and 20. To round out the 15 games between these two sides. 2-1 to Monteverde. Called strike 2-2. On the outside edge. And again, well presented by Carrico. Jackets a whole lot of divisional games this year. And it's been the case since the beginning. 2-2 in the dirt, good hold for Monteverde. Third straight divisional series for Augusta. That'll change next week when we head to Delmarva, first northern opponent for the Green Jackets. But certainly more divisional games this year than last. 3-2, ball four, Monteverde's on for the first time. Jackets have 24 games against the River Dogs, 21 against the Columbia Fireflies, 15 against the Pelicans. They'll see Kannapolis for 18 and Hickory for 18. Just stacking the box with folks in the South. Here's Douglas Glaude in around the body, 1-0. Glaude still looking for his first hit in a Green Jacket uniform. No time like the present for the DH. First season with the Green Jackets, and he rifles this one back foul. Glaude's had some good swings. It just seems like every hard hit ball he has is either foul or right at somebody. One ball and one strike. Monteverde a short lead. Reynolds drives it. Hit hard out to right field. Going back and a leaping catch from Lumpoy. On cue, Monteverde is denied once again as Alexi Lumpoy has been putting on a clinic defensively in right field. 108 off the bat for Douglas Glaude, his hardest hit ball of the season. And Lumpoy back up against the warning track, leaps to take away extra bases. Sometimes you just can't buy a hit. Here's Luis Sanchez. Takes outside 1-0. Pelicans will go 9-1-2 in the eighth inning. No movement behind Jacob Gomez after going 3 2/3 last Wednesday. He could go 3 if needed and end this ball game. Sanchez fouls it off the front leg. Jackets would love to keep the bullpen rested. Sinard went 3 2/3 the starter. Gave up a run on two hits. Albert Rivas, round of applause for him, retired all seven batters he faced with three Ks. And right now he's the pitcher of record if Gomez can hold the line. Reynolds a long gaze to first, 1-1, too far upstairs. A lot of pitches for Reynolds so far, 29 with 15 strikes in an inning and a third. Had to labor a bit more, and this his third outing as a pro. Monteverde a bit further off, leaning towards first base, 2-1, and Sanchez is late on the high heat. Luis a bit of trouble laying off the high fastball today. That's how he struck out against Hayden Frank in the fifth, was the last batter of Frank's day. A pitcher's duel. Frank went longer than Sinard, but Augusta able to post a pair against Reynolds to put the Green Jackets in front. 5 innings, 1 run, 1 hit, 6 Ks for Hayden Frank. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Sanchez. Sky down the right field line, Lumpoy giving chase. But there's a series of difficult angles when you're playing right field at SRP Park, and that hits off the sidewall behind the Pelicans' bullpen. Wall juts out quickly where the Easy Go Picnic Pavilion is. Backing up into the Myrtle Beach bullpen. Visitor's pen is on the field. Both bullpens are, in fact, here at SRP Park. Then you've got a bit of an awkward angle in deep right center field near the kids' zone. Another 2-2 outside to run the count full. Nobody throwing for Myrtle Beach in the pen. This early in the season, the longer your relief corps goes, the smoother sailing you'll have, as starters aren't necessarily stretched all the way out yet. 3-2, runner goes. Sanchez rifles it off the netting above the Pelican dugout. Winner of this ball game gets back up to 500 on the season. Augusta's lone win in terms of a home series last year came against the Pelicans. Took 4 out of 6 in the middle of June, behind some great pitching from folks like Didier Fuentes and J.R. Ritchie. 3-2 fastball, misses high, ball 4. 2 walks in the inning, 3 in the game so far for Cole Reynolds. And Augusta goes back to the top of the order. Green Jackets not alone in the Education Day festivities across the Carolina League this afternoon. Carolina hosting one against the Shorebirds today as well. First pitch, and John Heal takes a big cut but waves through the fastball, nothing in one. Heal 1-for-2 with a walk, 2 stolen bases, and 2 runs scored. Good day at the top. It's been an offensive showcase in Zebulon, Carolina leading Delmarva 9-8 in the fourth. Heal slaps this one out to deep left center field. Escobar going back, and it is off the base of the wall. 1 run will score. Sanchez trailing behind Monteverde. Monteverde in standing. It's an RBI double for John Heal. Boy, Sanchez was so close to Monteverde, it looked like they were playing tag for Sanchez to hold up at third, but Heal gets the RBI, a multi-hit day for him. And the Jackets add to their lead. It's 4-1. Augusta by 3. Wynn continues to whip out to left field, and that ball just kept on going, perfectly mashed into the gap. Hanging off speed pitch, and Heal did not miss it. Second and third, one out. Infield in against Owen Carey. Cuts through the slider, nothing in one. Carey is 0-for-1. He has not yet put a ball in play, but he's walked and been hit by a pitch and scored a couple runs. Fastball inside, evening the count. First base is open, but Nick Montgomery is on deck, and he's got the power to break this ball game wide open on one swing. So can't exactly work around Carey. 1-1 from Reynolds. Popped straight up the chute. Carrico drifting back and forth, and he makes the catch as he stumbles towards fair territory. Reynolds retires Carey for the first time. 0-for-2 day for Owen. Here is Montgomery. 0-for-2, got an RBI on a fielder's choice. Second and third, 2 outs. Heal has such blazing speed that any base hit should make it a 5-run game. First pitch from Reynolds. Softly hit on the ground to third. Paciola snares it. Sidearms to first in time. The Green Jackets add a run on John Heal's RBI double. We roll on to the eighth. Augusta leading 4-1.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Hey folks, with the 2025 season beginning here in Augusta, it's the perfect time to check out all the new offerings at the Hive Pro Shop this year. We've got a variety of new hats, co-branded apparel with Jordan, Champion, and Peter Millar, and of course, the all-new Augusta Azaleas merch. The Hive Pro Shop is open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. plus game day hours, and of course, you can always shop online at www.hiveproshop.com. Don't miss out.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Jackets and Pelicans went into the bottom of the sixth tied at one apiece, but a Green Jacket rally in both innings six and seven. They've posted three against the reliever Cole Reynolds and now sit in front 4-1 with six out separating Augusta from 500 on the season. Over the last couple years, the Green Jackets have been notably better at home than on the road. Was very much evident last season, especially offensively, as Ariandes Ramon, the switch hitter, turns around and bats from the right hand for the first time. And he's glad he is as he thumps this one into left field for a base hit. Ramon, a big turnaround first, but a strong throw in from Hartman keeps him there. 105 off the bat of the shortstop. Gomez tried to sneak a middle fastball at 88 past Ramon, and he's unable to do so. Pelicans scored on a solo shot in the fourth, but nothing since. Now at the top of the order with a man aboard. A rally chance for Myrtle Beach. Here's Cepeda. High and away, ball one to the second baseman. Walk, strikeout, and flyout. Cepeda's 0 for 2. Monteverde holding Ramon on at first base. Cepeda cuts through 1 and 1. No steals yet for Ariandes Ramon. No attempts yet either. Short lead for him at first. 1-1. Gomez picks over and Ramon read it well. Tomorrow through Friday, all 7:05 first pitches, which means we'll be live at 6:50 here on Bally Sports Live and MILB TV with the Tax Slayer pregame show. 1-1 from Gomez. Hard hit towards third and a snare by Sanchez at the back of the dirt. Went to the full length of his wingspan, but Sanchez able to range to his right and make the play for out number one. One on, one out for Alexi Lumpoy, who has shown out not with the bat but with the glove today. 0 for 2 with a caught stealing and a walk at the dish, but Lumpoy has made a couple phenomenal catches. Runner goes, pitch is high. Montgomery's throw is a bullet out. Ramon is caught stealing. Nick Montgomery continuing to develop in front of our eyes as a defensive catcher. Pelicans are now 0 for 2 stealing against him, and there's two outs and nobody aboard. Giovanni Cuevas had his boys get a little bit greedy. Lumpoy fouls it back 1-1. There were some questions at the draft for Montgomery about the long-term viability behind the plate, and he's starting to answer them. Slider popped up the chute. Montgomery tosses it away. Drifting back, and he makes the catch. Nearly tripped over his mask to do so. But Montgomery with the caught stealing, and then the catch two pitches later. Pelicans go down in order. On to the bottom of the eighth, Augusta looking for one more burst of insurance.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
No Education Day in recent memory complete without Baby Shark blaring over the SRP Park loudspeakers. And the students that are still in attendance enjoying themselves and enjoying a Green Jacket lead as we enter the bottom of the eighth. New arm for Myrtle Beach will be Yoendris Gonzalez. Fastball, curveball, and changeup for the 5'11 right-hander. 22 years of age, and he will take the place of the previous arm. First righty of the day, giving way from Cole Reynolds, who goes two innings, three hits, three walks, and three runs. For Yoendris Gonzalez, it's his first appearance at SRP Park, third appearance overall this season. Two runs in three and a third with four strikeouts for Gonzalez. Battled significant injuries in his pro career, but an arm you like to monitor when he's at full health. Hartman, Drake, and Jones for the Green Jackets trying to add to the 4-1 lead. Gonzalez from the first base side of the rubber, kicks and deals. Hartman trying to drop down a bunt against the shift is unsuccessful, nothing in one. Gonzalez has been on the 60-day injured list twice since 2022. Missed almost all of 2023 and most of 24 as well. So just a chance to see what the Cubs have in him. Hartman pulls off, nothing in two. Fastball running away from the lefty at 93. Hartman in left field today will reset himself. We've seen him play the corners and also some second base, showing off the versatility. 0-2 from Gonzalez, and Hartman goes fishing. Three pitches, three strikes to begin the day for Yoendris Gonzalez. Four Ks and three walks and three and a third for Gonzalez. He works well against left-handed hitters because the ball runs away so significantly from lefties. But he's had some trouble with not hitting right-handed hitters. Isaiah Drake, 1-for-3 with an RBI single today, deep in the lefty box. He takes outside. Doesn't threaten the zone with a slider that backed up at 85. Gonzalez, occasional changeup, but it's mostly fastball, curveball. Pop up by Drake off the end of the bat. Shortstop Ariandes Ramon going out, and he calls off Escobar. Two up, two down in the eighth. Carried a little bit on Ramon. Didn't necessarily expect that. but he's able to get there with no problems.
Come back to the green jacket. Second baseman number two, Colby
Teller. Pelican pitching has not had a 1-2-3 inning since the third. Under Hayden Frank, looking to change that here. First pitch to Colby Jones. Called strike on the inside corner. Carrico dropped it. Around the rest of the Carolina League today, Lynchburg will be at Salem for a 4:05 afternoon start at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The Red Sox announced last week they'll be changing their name in 2026 to a to-be-determined identity. Slider low, 1-1. Columbia's in Kannapolis, 2-5-4 team squaring off. Fredericksburg's in Fayetteville. Fred Nats won 5 of 6 this week against the Salem Sox. Gonzalez around the body of Jones, 2-1. All those games tipping off before 7:05, and then the lone 7:05 start comes down in Charleston. Hickory Crawdads looking to keep their winning ways going. Hard hit down the third baseline, but foul. Jones was out in front. It's 2-2. Braves AAA club, the Gwinnett Stripers, also getting an education day outing today, and Gwinnett's down 10-5 in the bottom of the fifth. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs of Phillies organization have been taking it to the defense. 2-2 to Jones. Outside ball three. Almost came back to the outside corner. Carrico thought that it had. Instead, it's full. Carlos Monteverde on deck. Payoff from Gonzalez. Bounced up the middle. Ramon to his left. Sets and fires. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Yoendris Gonzalez. On to the ninth we go. Augusta looking for the win. Pelicans need 3 to tie. They've got the middle of the order 2 up to do so against Gonzalez.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Jacob Gomez looking for the 9-out save would be his first as a pro. You're watching on the Green Jacket Baseball Network. I'm Noah Adcock Howarth. We appreciate you sticking with us through the technological delays. Lost power here at SRP Park in the early goings and finally got back live to you. Escobar, Espinoza, and Hallback, 3-4-5, 2 up for the Pelicans. 4 runs, 4 hits, an error for the Green Jackets. 1 run, 3 hits, no errors for Myrtle. Slider inside, 1-0. Baseball at its core is a simple game, and through the first 10 games, if Augusta can hold on here, it will have continued to be simple. Slider on the outside corner, 1-1. When the Green Jackets score 3 runs or less, they have not yet won a ball game. 0-4. Augusta is 5-0 when scoring 4 runs or more. On the ground to Jones, over to first. One batter, 1 out in the ninth. 4 has been that magic number for Augusta. The pitching continues to be solid for the Green Jackets. A good start from Luke Sinard, worked around some early troubles in the first. Ended up striking out 7 and gave up just 1 run in 3 2/3. Albert Rivas, perfect through 7 batters, and now it's Gomez on for his third inning of action. Leonel Espinoza takes outside, ball one.
Now batting for the Pelicans, number three.
22-year-old Espinoza moved up from the seven spot to the cleanup spot today with a late lineup change. Hope to see Cole Mathis back in there tomorrow. Gomez continues to work diligently out of the windup. One strike offering bounces into Espinoza. Tomorrow, 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 live time here on Bally's and MILB. Will Frisch throws for Myrtle Beach against Riley Fry, who just chalked down from Rome. Inside corner, 2-2 on Espinoza. It'll be Nazir Muley against Owen Hackman on Thursday. And then Evan Auschenbeck against Ethan Bagwell Friday night. Espinoza swings through the fastball. Strike three, and the Pelicans are down to their final out. Other things to keep an eye on today in the Braves organization. The Rome Emperors finally get their home opener after having to postpone opening weekend due to flooding. They'll host Asheville at 6 o'clock. And then the Columbus Clingstones, first home game of their existence at Synovus Park in Columbus. 7:05 p.m. as they host Pensacola. It's all on Matt Halbach, and he waves through the slider, nothing in one.
Baker Place Elementary, your bus is ready.
Halbach 0-for-2 with a walk. Reached first his last time up, and then was retired on a fielder's choice. Gomez the 0-1. Off the outside corner to even the count. Plenty of arms will be available for both these teams, having used just two relievers each. 1-1. Too far upstairs. Gomez looking to twist his way into his first professional save. Go the final three innings, you get the save regardless of score, but it's also a save situation. Popped up behind home plate, and Halbach will just watch it fly. Hits off the overhang and drops back into the lower bowl. 2-2. Jackets one strike away from an Education Day W to kick off the home slate this week. But Halbach refuses to say die. The things to stick around for Friday and Saturday, it's the highly anticipated debut of the Augusta Azaleas alternate identity. And they look as good on the field as they do on the socials. I promise you that. Gomez steps off. Those jerseys will be auctioned off postgame Saturday, a select number online. 2-2. Called strike three, and that's the ball game. Back-to-back punch outs for Gomez to end his day and put a Green Jacket W in the books. The kids get loud. Gomez gets the save and a complete dismantling of the Pelicans to open up the series. Green Jacket offense does just enough to push themselves across, takes advantage of five walks and two hit-by-pitches from Pelican pitching, and able to produce. John Heal, Isaiah Drake each get RBI hits. RBIs additionally via fielder's choices from Nick Montgomery. And one more from Eric Hartman. So four different players with four different RBIs. Albert Rivas gets the win. Jacob Gomez gets the save. And Augusta's back to 500. Now 3-1 on the home slate this season. And in these green jerseys, 4-3. Augusta's worn these greens six games in a row. Tomorrow, likely back in the home whites. But we said this right off the bat to start the season. This game was going to be a fun one, sure. Seeing Luke Sinard throw, no matter how early in the morning, always a joy. But the team was going to revolve around the pitching for the second consecutive summer, and the offense, with a lot of young guns, super exciting in terms of what their potential could be, but also, we saw it last week, there will be some ups and downs. Today, the offense with some veteran approaches, able to find what they were looking for in those middle innings. Tip of the cap to Hayden Frank. He goes five innings and gives up just one hit. Gives up a run on a fielder's choice. John Heal, a walk, two steals, and then a ground ball to short where he beat the throw home. Heal manufactured that run, and Augusta did not look back, scoring three between the sixth and seventh off of the reliever Cole Reynolds. Reynolds takes the loss. He's now 1-1 in three professional ball games. Rivas is 1-1 as well, whereas Gomez gets his first save as a pro. The announced attendance, bolstered by the many students here at SRP Park, 5,460. It's the third sellout in four home games here this season. Augusta has been packing the park early on. Time of the ball game, 2:16. For a team that was leading in time of game played so far this year. Not a bad way to wrap it up. But we won't take up any more of your time here. Go forth and conquer. Enjoy your afternoon. And enjoy the Green Jackets W. We'll be right back here tomorrow at 7:05. As long as the power stays on, then we will be at a prime location to get ourselves off the ground at 6:50. And 7:05 will be your first pitch. Will Frisch versus Riley Fry on the hill. Green Jackets and Pelicans game 2 out of 6 on what's slated to be a beautiful week for baseball. All series long at SRP Park. For Wes Cooper, Adelise, Jerry, David, everybody that made this thing happen today, I've been Noah Adcock-Howarth. We appreciate you being with us and sticking with us through the technical difficulties. Back at it tomorrow. Green Jackets in the win column.